welcome to our first News 24 Motoring podcast. And today we have Reddy D with us in studio. And I'm Janine van der Post, News 24 Motoring editor. And I have with me my colleague Joel Ontang.
Hello.
Morning, D. Good to have you here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I was really enjoying the music up front over there. I was like feeling like busting out the rap. We're keeping it raw. We're busting through the door of Media 24. And I was like, hey, that's a lekker beat. But thank you so much for inviting me. It's a beautiful space.
Thank you very much. So the highly anticipated Showmax Show Spinners releases today. And as much as what you are a music legend in South Africa, you're also a very big petrol head.
Oh, yes.
So tell us how you got involved.
Are we talking about cars or the series?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay. I was fortunate enough to grow up around people that really enjoyed cars. My dad enjoyed cars. My brother enjoyed cars as well. So growing up in District 6, we had the opportunity or the privilege to enjoy many, many beautiful vehicles. My dad had a Valiant. My brother had one of these sports Fiat two doors some way back in the day. I can't remember the exact model. And then he upgraded to a Valiant Barracuda. And you know, in the mind of a young boy, it means everything. Cut the long story short, after being relocated from District 6 into Mitchell's Plain, we were then exposed to Popo Wheelie on Strandfontein Pavilion at Indiana and Athlone and all these places. And of course, we get drawn in. And I was then exposed to stunts. My father took me to the Goodwood Showgrounds one evening, and I saw this guy ramp his motorcycle, and he flew through a glass window, and there was a huge burst of fire. So he was going through fire, and right there and then I was like, I want to do that for a living. So that's kind of where it all started for me.
Yeah. Spinning has been around forever.
Correct.
I think if you from the Cape Flats, you know what spinning is.
Yeah.
But it's always kind of been a taboo thing, illegal for troublemakers. Do you think that spinners will have a positive effect? And has spinning changed over the years?
Spinning has definitely changed over the years. I always tell people, look, you know, in Cape Town City, the spinning culture is different. We are a different start, according to my understanding. So we used to call it Papa Wheelie in Cape Town. That's how we grew up with it. Spinners was a term sensationalized, or should I say spinning was a term sensationalized and made popular through the media as well because of, you know, the lifestyle of certain sectors of the community up in Joburg. And I would say the sensationalized story goes that gangsters used to spin their cars at the funerals of gang members, you know, that type of thing. And they would bust shots in the air while they are spinning their E30 BMWs, the Gusheshes and all of those things. And then as things evolved over time, I clearly remember in the early stages of spinning, seeing this rider from Joburg, I think it's originally from Springs, called Magesh. And I saw an insert on CNN where this guy was spinning his car. The story broke with it as well. Long story short, I'm like, but we were doing that in Cape Town City as well, and we call it Papa Wheelie. Mm. The only difference was that they were starting to jump out of the cars and doing stunts where the driver physically jumps out of the car while the car continues spinning around. He'll then jump on the roof, he'll hang out the doors, out the sunroofs, open up the bonnet and do all these crazy things. And for me personally, that even drew me in further as well, you know, because the whole thing about the guy ramping his bike through a glass pane and all those things, that was very exciting. But just to backtrack a little bit, before I sort of got into the spinning side of things, more from a fan basis, I was drawn into drifting though. So I was exposed to drifting through the Japanese option videos, and then Fast and Furious came along with Tokyo Drift, and we know that that blew up drifting culture globally, and at the same time as that interest grew, spinning was on the rise as well. So that was my understanding and my entry into all of that as well. And now things have changed. We have events such as Shy Moto, the Red Bull Championship. My understanding is that it's coming to Cape Town City next year for the first time.
Oh, awesome.
In many, many years. And with those platforms, that also helped to elevate the sport from it only being regarded as something that happens illegally or on a grassroots level. So there's a lot of evolution taking place. And then there was a young lady that was actually picked up by a series that Charlize Theron did on one of the channels. And I think with her getting that role and spinning as well, that also helped to, if you want to call it, elevate, you know, the way people perceive the sport of spinning.
Okay, so then tell us how exactly you got involved with the series Spinners.
Yeah, sure. I was approached by Ben Hoffman. He was one of the producers of the series. I was quite blown away because when I spoke to him, he knew a lot about Cape Town and its culture. And then I got to understand that he spent a considerable amount of time in our city doing the necessary research, and he was mentioning all the correct people, and he was like, yeah, I know who you are, you're Grandmaster Eddie D, and you know, we know that you're into the music, and we also know that you're into cars, you understand the culture and all this and that. And the first meeting was, are you interested in coming on board? He mentioned the storyline a bit, and I was like, okay, cool. Now you got my attention, and I like the fact that there's a lot of young actors. You have a fresh perspective on Cape Town City, and I'm glad that we are breaking away from the narrative of, with the greatest respect I'm saying this, of so many productions that only portray Cape Townians as being drug dealers, gangbangers, and all these different types of things. Although those, you know, the problematic aspects do get highlighted, but it isn't in such a way where I think people's going to walk away with that negative perception. The storyline is slightly different, and that's the one thing that really drew me in and getting me to commit to the series as well.
Yeah.
And you were the music director on the series, and you compiled the soundtrack, and it is available to stream on Spotify under the Showmax profile. And I thought it was incredible how you kind of combine all these different flavors of local Western Cape sounds. And I want to know, can you tell us about the curational process of putting together that soundtrack and doing the research and all that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was approached to be the music supervisor on the project, and I thought that's very interesting. And then partly I had to come on board as a producer as well. So they have another composer that also came on board that composed certain parts of the series. And I think what they wanted from me was more to capture the vibe, the energy, the culture, and to get a sense of what's happening in Cape Town from a musical standpoint. So apart from the music that I had produced and submitted, I also reached out to so many artists across the city to submit music as well. So through that selection process, I would then accumulate the music and send music to them in batches as well. And before that, I actually had to read the script as well. You know, so I had a full sense of where the storyline is going, and I knew I had to reach out to A, B, C, D, and E because the music would fit. And, you know, just being on the radio through the years, being in the culture and kind of following what's taking place, there's always interesting music coming my way. And thankfully, through the contacts, you know, that I've made through the years, I reached out to so many different people to submit the music. And for me, I always try to give people options, over enough options. So if you ask me for one song, I'll give you 10 songs. Let me see how we can work with that as well. And then the other challenge was there's certain tracks that we could not get clearance for. You know, it was either signed to a major record label. There was budget constraints around certain things. And I practically had to recreate some of the music as well. And Spinners pulled me out of retirement because I put the mic down more than 10 years ago. And I actually had to pick up the mic again, start composing, start rapping and writing and creating alter egos, you know, in certain songs as well. And not just from a hip-hop standpoint, I produced across the board. I had to do hip-hop. I did a little bit of conventional scoring, if you want to call it that. I did Afro tech, and I had to go over into the Gom realm as well. You know, so they made me work. They made me work. This series really made me sweat like good, solid, and proper.
And then the soundtrack also extensively features Afrikaaps rapping, and I thought that was really cool. And do you think that was intentional to really bring out the authenticity of the setting? Because, you know, that's music that's unique to the, you know, Western Cape, Eastern Cape areas.
Absolutely, it was intentional though. You know, when I spoke to the producers in the initial meeting, I also made it clear it's going to be very, very important, you know, to have these songs or these types of tracks showcased in the series. And interestingly enough, they were like name throwing and throwing around names of artists that was really banging on the Afrikaans side. I was like, okay, cool, you guys have really done your research, and I respect you for that, you know, because you took your time even before you came to have a conversation with me. And for me, that was really awesome. And you know, I reached out to the young artists, the aspiring, the up and coming, the vets, the seasoned artists, people that do music that kind of borders on the left field of the spectrum as well. I approached Grimehouse as well. There's a lot of Grimehouse music in the series because of his hard style, that really edgy, techy, like really unusual flavor in there. And then it just spans across the board, you know. And for me, it's a really awesome opportunity to showcase how diverse we are and how creative we are as a music scene and culture in Cape Town City, and that excites me the most.
I'm very excited to watch the series, but just seeing the trailers playing over and over and over, the sound of the cars sound amazing.
Wow.
And I believe they mic'd up the cars?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
The cool thing with how they managed to capture the scenes and what they did, they really went the extra mile, you know, to kind of capture the authenticity and to make sure that you get that feeling as a spectator or a viewer as well. And one of the stunt coordinators is one of my teammates, Mr. Yasin Damon, who's like deep into spinning. He's competed, he's done showcases on so many different platforms as well, nationally, internationally. He is a stunt driver as well, and is well known for his spinning abilities and drifting as well. And they managed to build some of the cars for the series as well, and they roped in a lot of talent from across the Cape Flats as well to participate. So there was a lot of direction from people that are actually living the culture, you know. So for me, that's cool as well. So it's not like a case where these directors and this film production houses come in guns blazing and, you know, they want to tell you it must be done like this, it must be done like that. You know, they really took the cues from the people that practically live the lifestyle and the culture. And for me, that was really awesome to see.
That's really nice. But tell me, you and your wife, Malika, are big into drifting as well. And you've got your own, was it a safety awareness program?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So didn't it make you want to be in the cars as well and also do some spinning?
Absolutely. We were supposed to be spinning in the series though.
Okay.
But unfortunately, there was a little bit of a mishap at my house. You know, our garage went up in fire around the same time that they were shooting the series as well. So we lost two cars in the blaze, and that kind of put a person on a different trajectory, you know, just from a mental and emotional standpoint. And I didn't really want to push for it because we weren't in the right frame of mind to do that. But just to get back to the project you're talking about, we have a non-profit organization called GCAP.
Yes.
And SR with a number 48 stands for Safer Roads for All. That is our youth development and community road safety projects that we've been running. And we're actually into our the 10th year of the project right now. So for us, it's very important, you know, for people to understand that there are safety awareness around what we do as well. We love speed, we love spinning, we love doing crazy things. I mean, if you let me loose in a big open space and you give me enough cars and tires and fuel, I'll probably come up with the craziest stuff to a point where I'd probably want to jump a car or ramp a car down Table Mountain if the opportunity presents itself. But because we have such a huge influence and an impact, and I know that we are in the public eye constantly, for me it's important for us to at least tell people, you know, about the safety around that as well. And also looking at the situation on our public roads these days, the stats don't favor us as South Africans and also Cape Townians when it comes to road fatalities, and especially with young people. So for us, it's also a case of you know, having a sense of responsibility as well.
Tell me, I'm sorry to have brought that up because I remember watching those videos and I wanted to cry. It was very, very sad. But is there a new car in the works to carry on with that?
There is a new car in the works. It's a bit of a slow process at the moment, but we're getting there. We're getting there. So we're building Malika the same car as she had previously, the S13. And then I'm busy repairing my car, the Nissan S14, because she was from the rear halfway. The car was burnt out as well. And the difficulty that we're having at the moment is sourcing the parts, because they are so rare these days. And with these Nissan S13s and S14s, just globally, you know, people have bought up all the vehicles, all the spares and everything else. So it's a difficult process trying to source the parts that we need for the vehicles.
I might know some people. I'll try and put you in touch. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Actually, want to know, what is DJ Ready D's driving playlist? What are the songs that you blast in your car when you're maybe going a bit too fast or just cruising?
I blast Tchaikovsky, Paganini, a little Bach.
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at.
Incredible bass on those songs, too.
Yeah, absolutely. To a point where some of my friends thought that I was high. They're like, brah, are you on tick or something? What are you listening to? And I'm like, guys, this is my vibe over here. I listen to classical music.
That's fantastic.
And on the flip side, I listen to roots reggae music. And also, I work with hip-hop music. I work with electronic music all the time. When I go to the radio station, it's banging all the time. And I just find there's a sense of calm and a little bit of a breakaway when I listen to something else. And sometimes I'll listen to talk radio as well when I'm driving. You know, it's just for your mental state, it's good. You need to give that 808 bass a rest for a minute.
Which stations do you listen to for talk radio?
FMR mostly.
FMR.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a little, I will then go through 786. I kind of station hop just to see what's happening, you know, in the country. And for me, it always interests me, but I'm kind of like a FMR fan.
I'm more of a Cape Talk guy.
Oh, awesome.
But actually, I wanted to ask you as well, in the show, spinning is kind of an escape for the main character, Ethan. You know, he is in this gang life, and then spinning isn't considered like a taboo thing. It's considered like a alternative to this violent lifestyle. And I want to know, do you think that spinners kind of shows how these art forms, because I think spinning is an art form,
correct,
is this can be an escape and can be a route out for young youths if they have these interests in these things that are considered taboo, but in reality they're not. They can be constructive ways for youth to develop their skills.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many people that will be able to relate to that story, because that happens in real life as well. And I know so many people that have gone on that path and on the journey right now. And being involved with spinning, they get invited to all these events across the country. They participate, you know, in all the little towns, all the way from Cape Town, Mossel Bay, you name it, Sierras, and it just goes on. They cross our borders into Botswana and all these different places to participate in spinning events. And that's really awesome. And then we have the legend, the icon, the pioneer of the culture, Eddie Rasta, you know, with his Ford Cortina. That's kind of leading the way as well. And that sends out really awesome signals to so many different people. And as young people start getting involved, whether it's spinning, drifting, or racing, it's not just about throwing the cars around as well. You get to understand so many different factors, you know, about how a car actually works. You get to understand the mechanical aspects. You get to understand the skill. And subconsciously, you're learning about maths, science, and all these different things, because all of those things come into play as well. And these days, there's a lot of families that come together as teams, you know, that participate at these events as well. And sometimes it looks rough around the edges for the outsider that have not been exposed to that. And they're like, yo, dementia, silekani. Oh, it's too dangerous. Oh, I don't want to be here. You tend to get nervous if you don't know what's happening. But I must say, there's a lot of business people that's also getting involved. There's lawyers, there's doctors, businessmen, businesswomen that's also starting to drive. There's students participating. There's more female participation happening in spinning as well. And we have one of South Africa's best spinners. That's actually one of the main stunt doubles in spinners as well. One of the ladies from Kimberley representing the Southside crew, Kayla Michaela.
Yes, that's right. Tell me, with you having to pick up the mic again and start rapping again, do you think it would open a door to future projects again? Could we see Ready D starting something new again?
As Reddy D on the mic again in a project? I don't know. But I must tell you, though, I mean, the cat is kind of out of the bag. We are busy remixing Prophets of the City's tracks at the moment. We're kind of giving it a refresh and a reboot, and we're working towards something in 2024 around a little bit of a launch for that. We are celebrating 50 years of global hip-hop culture and 43 years of the culture in South Africa. And what turned out as a little fun thing with one of the members in our crew, DJ Azul, he did a Prophets of the City remix, and then it was like, D, you need to do a remix. Easy, you need to do a remix. So we all did the remixes, and we're like, nah, bro, this needs to turn into an album of some sorts. So here we are, and we're working towards that for 2024, and hopefully there's a lot of other stuff that will fall into place. So currently, we're putting all the moving parts in place.
I'm really excited to watch the series now. Thank you so much, D, for being here today.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Joel.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, please tune in for some more merching podcasts and some more merching news and entertainment news on News 24.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Be safe.